Okay, Parashas Vayera, Tov Shinayin Ches. Parashas Vayera, we're introduced to the sugya of the Makis, seven Makis, and three in Parashas Boy, but the roi of the Makis in Parashas Vayera. And the Makis, Moshe Rabbeinu warns him for 3 weeks. Makis for a week. If we explain the Makis, we find very interesting in Yonah in the Makis. Chutzah, we know the Chazal, the Medrashim, everybody knows from the Pesach Seder. We sit around talking about all the Medrashim, which is talking the right thing to do, say tonight. So it's Boinein in the Makis. Agavurched, the Mahalach, and the Seder night. It's the mitzvah of Sipur. People get something on with big notebooks, every vort that was said since the time of Rav Hai going, every single vertach in the thing with gematrias and different things. It's very, very geschmack, as we show. We have gematrias in our God itself. Of the Maisa, Soifa Shildavar, the Yisod is a din mitzvah Sipur. What Sefer Rechatzka Levinstein said, that even though, what does it say, V'avol Bishakulam Chachom, Kulam Nevoinim, Kulam Yoidim Es HaToyra, Mitzvah Aleinu L'Saper, what's the Chiddush? That even though the big Chachom Nevoinim, I can say all, Shtiklach Toyra, the Rambam Shita, this, who knows what, Mitzvah aleim l'sap. You have to just tell over the story. Afilu shukam nevoinim v'chachamim. Say over the story. Be marbe in the inyanim of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nisim with the tachlis of Lel Seder. As it once mevarer, Baruch Hashem, after I found Aruch HaShul, the tachlis of Lel Seder is to mevarer, have a clarity, walk out with a meridika clarity in Amuna Basham. And that was the tachas of all the Makis, and the whole Makis of Yetzias Mitzrayim is to walk out with tremendous clarity in the Bnei Shloim being the Bnei Yomani Gabriya. We're telling over the story and telling over all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did and his control over every aspect of the Bria that he showed at the Makis, as the Pesukim say. And Hashem b'kerav ha'aretz, v'shamayim v'aretz, all the magos, different air, the total control of the bria, the bari u'manig. A person supposed to walk out of chag ha'matzah is the leil ha'seder, not with a stomach ache from all he eats in the suda, not drunk, but he's supposed to walk out with a tremendous intoxication of emunah. So we walk out of Lel Seder, he should be a different person. Should be a maimin. Should understand the Amunas HaYisrael. Should walk out with a tremendous appreciation of the British Shlomo's Toiv. But I think today I was said over a short run and it was in this Oyrin. I think there's a tremendous Yisoid here that we have to also bring out. And we'll see why. If we look into the Makis, we find a very interesting thing. The Makis, we know, as we said before, there were Mida Keneged Midas, Dam Keneged, that they didn't let them be Reichets, and they didn't let the women go to the Mikvahs, different. The Svarim all bring down the Midrashim, each one was Keneged, different things that the Egyptians did. However, in the Tzura of the Makis, there were many things that were very interesting. And especially if you're the Midrashim, the Chazal tell us, when the Kodesh Baruch brought the blood, he didn't just stam, bring it in the rivers, he didn't bring it in the rivers, in the oceans, in the bathhouses. A guy turned on the water in the morning, he wants to wash his face. Puts it on, he looks in the mirror, Mamish, he looked like an Indian. The faucet, okay, he comes from there. Okay, I want some good orange juice. Can you squeeze me some orange juice? Sure, Rufus. She takes out an orange, juicy orange. I didn't know they bloody oranges, they have it also. Let's go. Maybe today we'll try something else. White grapefruit. Bloody grapefruit. Unbelievable. Anything that they squeezed, okay. Why do you have a bloody nose running all the time? What do you say? What is that blood? Everything turned to blood, Rabbi said. The saliva. What was the tachlis of that, Rabbi said? Pella. Zvaita, tzvar de'im. Pella de gazal. We bring frogs. Okay, tremendous frogs. Rip! He went into the stomachs. Into the stomachs. They couldn't talk. Into the cakes. How's the apple pie? Tastes froggy today. What are those two eyeballs doing in the apple pie? Peeking out. Jumped into the ovens. What's going on here? Peladigazach. We go to the Marcus. We see that it was tremendous, tremendous. Things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, where he did lechoyra things that weren't necessary to bring about the inconvenience of Adam at the highest level. But it seemed that there was another tafkid in the Makis. They say the story with the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim was once in his room, and there was somebody walking by the room, and he heard tremendous laughter coming from the room of the Chafetz Chaim. They thought, the Chas V'Shalom, who's in the room? Somebody, the Chafetz Chaim, they stepped out. The butler's in there. Somebody else is in there. The Shvaritz is in there. Who's laughing so much? So he peeked in and see the Chafetz Chaim cracking up. Mamish cracking up. No one was around. He thought, Chas V'Shalom, maybe he's lost it. Shem Yerachim, the Chafetz Chaim, maybe a little senile. What's going on? He's cracking up. He came over, he saw the Chafetz Chaim was learning Parsha Shmois, Sefer Shmois, and he asked the Chafetz Chaim, "My high Rabbeinu, I don't get that one, about the rabbi and the priest. What's going on?" So the Chafetz Chaim says, "I was just thinking into the Parsha of the Makkos, and I was thinking about Makkos Shchin, and I was picturing the scene, these guys standing, and they have boils all over their body, backs and that. And the guy says, can you scratch my back? He says, yeah, Rufus, I'll scratch. Oh, Katonimus, scratch my back. But this guy needs his back. They see a whole lot of hundreds in the tree. Everybody's scratching. Everybody's, how about down below? Uh-oh, no problem. Everybody's scratching each other's backs. They're sitting there, hundreds. They couldn't stand for a part of it. In front of Moshe, scratching. Because I was thinking into it. I was cracking up. So it sounds like a very funny story. Very interesting. Chavetz Chaim, who Shib used to say over the Chavetz Chaim, was once in his room. Chavetz Chaim said the biggest tool to be able to mitzliach in Chaim is called cheshbon ha-nefesh. The Chavetz Chaim used to make a tremendous cheshbon ha-nefesh. That means he went over his day. How much time was wasted. I think we have to make a different cheshbon ha-nefesh, how much time we used in the day. But anyway, they used the cheshbon ha-nefesh, how much time was wasted? And he came over one time, and over a period of time, he was going over, there was 5 minutes of the day that he didn't know what he did with those times. He didn't remember exactly those 4 or 5 minutes of the day. Shuv Shiva Rishon used to stay over this Maimer, this Maisa. And he was sitting there saying, Yisrael Meir, Yisrael Meir, Vos is Gitan. What did you do those 5 minutes? Why don't you remember? Those 5 minutes, was it Bata'ala? Was what? And he gave a whole cheshbon, he was like crying. And he said to Naftali Trump, and Rabbi Rucham was, so the Shiva said, oh, was standing outside, and then one of them fainted. See, the dikduk of the cheshbon and nevesh of the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim's time was precious. He didn't need to start joking or making cracking jokes and thinking about what's the tachlis to Atlas of us. So I wanted to tie up the schach this morning, gevald gevort. So you say that the maisa, the end of the laughter and the joking and the was a toitzah. But I want to so chorus, and this will back up the maisa. If it was a true maisa or not, but it'll back up the maisa. The pasuk says in Parashas Boy, says the pasuk, it is a very big nafkimin lemaisa boy said. I was machved the man shisi in order to put these tremendous signs in bekirbo the man to saper to ozne vincho ven bincho is asher hisalalti b'mitzrayim that you should say over the kecheg of Sipor is asher hisalalti b'mitzrayim zot brashi sichakti. Zot Rashi, and the Pshad, and the Pesukim is that there's a Tachlis in the Sipur, and not a Toitzah of the Sipur, that we make fun of the, what happened in the Mitzrim, the Makis. El Asher Hisalalti, that the Bereshom, B'davka, there was a Kavona in these Makis of Dams right there, that the saliva. How come everybody's moving around with nosebleeds? The frogs are going to the stomachs, cracking in the stomachs. Everywhere where they went, they frogs. It wasn't just them, the oitzimamaka. There was a tafkin and tachlis in the makas of Hisalalti to make fun and to make a joke and a laughing stock out of the Mitzrayim. And the mice lofi zeh, what should be on Pesach night, we should be sitting there cracking up. Leman the Sabbath is Sharisalati Mitzrayim. There's a tachlis in the Sipur. Take it easy. Don't get so serious over there. But here we want to make some jokes. So picture the scratching Rufus. What about over here? And blood coming out of everywhere, the ears. Picks his ear. Oh, some blood. The person's supposed to display in the market and see the schoik. And see that there was a tafkis in itself. And this is the pshan, the Chofetz Chaim's maisa. The Chofetz Chaim wasn't wasting his time. The Chofetz Chaim's mekayim. That's just Hashem Yisalalti b'mitzrayim. The sichakti. That is the tachlis and the markers of sichakti. We have to understand what's pshan. So I thought that the pshan is a zeh of gevaldik. Be'etzem, there's a midah of litzonis. That we know how terrible the midah of Leitzonis is. The Mishnah Yesharim Perakei in the Biur Mafsidi Hazihirus. The Mishnah Yesharim speaks about the Mafsidi Hazihirus, that attacks of the start of the Mishnah for the Yesharim, the way to start the path of getting on the righteous path is Zihirus. Zihirus is to be careful. The world is a serious world. The world. We're here for a mission, we're here for a tachlis and a tafkid, each one of us. And we have to be explaining what we're here for, what we're doing here, and what are we doing with our time, cheshbon ha-nefesh. Zokta Mesilas Yesharim. Bir Masiv, Zokta Mesilas Yesharim. That one of the biggest Masidim in Zahiris is Haschoik va'alotzen. Achasheni u'koshim yoit. Fu haschoik va'alotzen. Kimi sh'toveya b'omu, kimi sh'toveya b'yam ha'godol, sh'kosh mor limon mimenu. A person who's valvulate son is, he's joking around. What joke does, what making fun of things does, it's terrible, it destroys his toveya, his toveya b'omu, kimi toveya b'yam ha'godol. כי הסחויק הוא מעבד את לב האדם שכבר אין טעם ועדיהם של הסבוי. He has no שליטה. He has no in his day. For you can seek or she shoite as she if she lem the armo or the hanigo. Kein im kamen und hoge, they're not going to make anything. A guy was making fun of Yiddishkeit. He's making fun of things in Yiddishkeit. He's making fun of the Syria of what this world's about, the tachs of the world. But he said, you can't do nothing with him. Send him away. There's nothing to do with him. Ki aschoik echol, he brings later, his ma'abed, harabed, minatei chochois. That a person, he says, even a person in the Berachas V'shom, atvar erva, schoik, the Mara says, no, schoik, v'kal shorj, magidah son, erva, ki hafo pishach amuri yo erva. So kol ben daz, a person thinks about erva, the materials of erva, it's mamish, Hashem yirachem. V'liba yorim mikroi v'lev, v'kol chatsia, shekwan et star v'sichlam, v'mit this girl pishach. He now schoik vakos mamshichin oisay maad maad or makrimin oisay. He start making jokes about this and that, all joking around about ervas and things like that of ervas. It becomes lighter and lighter and lighter and lighter. So, but Amel starts off tilim ashreish shaloyach batzu shavim moishav leitzim lo yoshav. To sit with leitzim is the worst. Because the person sits with leitzim is mashpia. He takes everything non-serious. They once said, later on I found it in Sfarim, leitz is, if you turn around the word, it's sail. It takes away the amitas. It's a shadow of the emes. It takes away the amitas adover. It makes that dvarim mishukarim sheker. And it makes the person not treat the thing with the right attitude, the right aspect. He makes fun of it. He makes fun of this. He makes fun of that. He makes fun of that, what they wear and what they do. He wears that type of thing. That look the way he davens. He makes fun of it. The whole in of davening becomes less. He makes fun of this guy learns. This becomes less. You machshil and machlish the whole in of Yisrael. Says the Mesilas Yisrael, it's the worst out of the two inyanim he hears. It's a terrible thing. It destroys Leitzonis. Leitzonis is what destroys a person's avoida, because he becomes like a shikur. He has no das. He can't talk to him. He's already put up a front that this thing has no meaning, has no erich. What is the Yisrael of Leitzonis? Taking the erich, the value, devaluing something, taking the value out of it and make it not worth anything. And when you devalue Yiddishkeit, Rabbi Yisrael, the most tachas of the world, you're destroying yourself and the people other around who take it in, Rabbi Yisrael. With a Moshe of Leitzim lo Yoshav, stay away from the Moshe of Leitzim. See people sit around making fun of other guys who are serious, and a lot of the time it comes because they have their own guilt, so they have to get it off of them. That guy, he's a Meshugana. He's the best guy in Yeshiva. He's a Meshugana. This is the way he acts. This is the way he does. A crazy guy. And that guy, you see the way he dives, funny. Why? And this way, he murdered the Merich of Dominic. He diamonds funny, he shuckles this way, that way. Okay, whatever. What are you making fun of it? You're making fun of it because you want to murder the Erich. So now, okay, and I have a terrace where I don't daven, or whatever it is. But Leitzon is a killer, is a murderer. Leitzon destroys the whole Metzias, and that's why. Ashakorcha Baderech, Amolek, we have to destroy. It was the Leitzonis. The Koach of Leitzonis, to make fun, to be murdered the Erech. That's the Yisoid of Leitzonis. That's the Yisoid of Leitzonis. However, the Gemara zogt that we had the Burnish made a Midah of Leitzonis. Zogt the Gemara in Megillah 25b, called Leitzonusa Asura, Chutz mi Leitzonusa Davod Zorah. And I feel the Hezbollah is beautiful. Every Leitzonis is also a person, but Leitzonis has a tafka in this world. You know what we're supposed to make fun of? The priest, the Hanachanami, just take the rabbi out of it. We're supposed to make fun of the priest. We're supposed to make fun of all the other religions that, which are not, M is not true. We're supposed to take care of any of that's an Avodah Zorah in this world. What the Mefarshim of Chanan speaks about, what's Avodah Zorah? Anything that we believe has power in this world, Chutz from Hashem, whether it's money, whether it's this influence, that influence, anything in this world that has, we think has any power, or can give us any power, is a shayach to Avodah Zorah. The only power is the Ribono Shel Olam. Not that we don't respect people who have money and have money, Rebbe's Mechabit, but respect the money, but we don't make it into Avodah Zorah. When we make it into Avodah Zorah, we have to memorate it. Or people who make this world into the Ikka world, making things of this world as this is what we're here for. The tachlis that we're here for, we have to be married with like tzadis. It's avoida zara. It's a false avoida. The tachlis is a prize dart. And we get into this world and we're trying to make this world into something, we gotta make fun of it. There's a male of fee zera by side, it's moiridik. Well, the chutz from the etzim fact that Paro had to be punished with the makis, but the tachlis of Paro made himself into a deity. There was the Bekor of the Zara. Klal Yisrael lived in a world, the tachlis of the Koran Pesach, we say was connected to the Zara. The Metzias of Mitzrayim was a mokum of the Zara in the highest level. Paro, Liyoiri, he made himself into a deity. He made himself into a god. The Mela, the Tachlis in the Makas was chutz from the Etzim Zach, the punishment. But it was a separate din, Eisasher is Halalti. There was a separate thing of Sichakti to be Meirid, the Avodah Zorah, and the Leitanusa, the Avodah Zorah. Meiridik Lefizeh. And that's the Tachlis, the person looks into the way the Bereshim destroyed the Mitzrayim, the whole Mitzrayim of Mitzrayim, which was a stood for Avodah Zorah, the Tachlis of Avodah Zorah. There was a Tachlis in the Makas of Avodah Zorah to destroy that. And what's the Tachlis of all that a person should come to the Abitis Hadover of miming to Zion and Kodesh Baruch Hu Avodah Zorah? The Meila is a Salati Mitzrayim is not an end product. It's a tachlis in itself. It's a tachlis in the Sipa Mitzias Mitzrayim, Rabbi Yisrael, that should be busy on the night of Pesach, not just saying over Medrash. Forget about the Vertloch. The Vertloch, that's not the tachlis. But we say tonight is a tachlis of Antisapi, it's a Salati Tafkin on the night. Because if we're saying the tachlis of the night is the Bir Hamuna, we have to be married all the way to Zara. All the Avodah Zorahs in this world, we have to make fun of and put it down and murder the Erech and come to the true Erech of Yisrael. That's what the Tachlis of Leil Sipi Yisrael is, right? To come to Amun Shleima, we got to be murdered all the Avodah Zorahs, all the things that we believe in, all the things that we put our trust in, all the things that we think that can help us that are not really true can help us, but the very Olam. To be Maimon and to understand that the Boyer is the Boyer Umanik and he's running the world. And nothing else, and everything else has to be made fun of if we believe it as Avodah Zorah. We can respect it, show a kara to anything that gives us, but to believe that it's the thing that has power, Shayat Avodah Zorah, Boisa. Shayat Avodah Zorah, Boisa. So the Tachlis of Boisa, the Tachlis of the Ganses, one of the Tachlis of the Ganses, but now we understand the Maizah of the Chofetz Chaim, he wasn't Stam, it was a Tach, he was Mamish being Oimik in the Etzim. Tachlis and Tafkir of the Makas of Mitzrayim, Rabbi Yisrael. It's a Shavuot Salat to respond to the Makas and find the funny part, find the hysterical part of the Makas. Asher Sichakti, the Ben Shem said, "This is the Tachlis of the Makas. That's the Tachlis, Rabbi Yisrael. To find the funny parts. A value to look for everything, but to find the funny parts and make a joke and start cracking up. We should walk by people's houses and all said, ha 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 ha." Not like you walk by a room at night and they're sitting there making fun, watching some stupid thing, whatever, that makes fun of religious yidden, how they do their mitzvahs, how they're looking by the room and asking, look at that guy, he's looking at the nose and asking, what's he looking for? What do you think he's going to find there? A coin? He's looking like 20 minutes, what's he doing there? With a magnifying, look at that guy. What does he think? Is that diamond there? See, we are making fun of Erech HaEmes. Leil Pesach, that's what we should get together and make a big bash, cracking up, laughing for hours. And what they did to Mitzrayim was, because when we do that, we marry the Erech of the Koyach Mitzrayim, the Koyach of the Zorah, and we come to the true Hakor of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is the tachlis of the whole Sipur Yisrael, to come to a true amuna b'Hashem, Rabbi Yisrael, to work on our amuna, to realize that Boyer is the Boyer Manig and he's running the world and that he's in charge of us, that there's nothing else that has a koyach in this Briya, Rabbi Yisrael, nothing else, not to believe in any other koyach, to be married every other koyach to what it is be'emes, and to imam v'chakodesh Baruch Hu as the Boyer Manig ha'olam. That's the tachlis of Sipur Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael. That this is something that we have to work not just on Pesach, Rabbi Yisrael, but all year round, Rabbi Yisrael. Because we're dealing with a world that we see all around, Rabbi Yisrael. All that is, it's like Leitzonis, Rabbi Yisrael. It's a big Moshe of Leitzim, Rabbeinu. A big Moshe of Leitzim. Everything that has true Erev, they're making fun of. And there's a tachlis, like we said. They want to get people to do things they wouldn't have done. Magin la Avera. How do you do it? You murdered that. No one would think, Rabbeinu, of doing terrible Averas. But you murdered it with making fun, like sonus about this thing. Ha 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 ha. And next thing you know, Hashem Yirachem, where's the guy doing terrible Averas? Because he was murdered the whole Erev. And instead of being using that tafk for the right thing, Rabbi said, to make fun of the Zohar, to make it into a laughing stock, to take things that are in this world, that people get into evolve in this world, Rabbi said, what are we doing the shmooze and bad sin? Because the Chazanish said, that's the talent today. We have to make fun of everything, all these things that people spend time on, where people are spending days and nights and hours trying to see what type of tile they should get for the bathroom. Hashem Yirachem, Rabbi said, we have to make fun of that. You have to make fun of that. How people are spending hundreds of hours on the most stupid things. What color wallpaper you think matches the toilet seat? Oh, purple would go nice with that one. Purple and orange. Beautiful. How about the toilet seat cover? I don't know. Maybe we should spend another few days on it. Let's call up and ask people around what they do for the toilet seat cover. How much time they spend on it. Well, how much time people spend on food, Rabbi, discussing food. What they're going to eat, Rabbi Sai. 20 minutes, half hour, hours, planning out their food schedule. I don't know what I should have for supper. Should I eat here? Should I eat there? A burger? How much should I put on it? Like you said, a perfect. I want everything perfect. Hours and hours and hours of time, Rabbi Sai. And the tachas amiti. The tachas amiti. Steiging and growing and turning your shemayim. How much time we give for that, Rabbi Sai. We have to make fun of all those things. We have to make fun of the things that are attack are stupid. We have to make fun of the things that attack a waste of times. Of the stupid phone that make a person hours and hours a person on a phone and hours looking at zero. Has no tachas whatsoever. Who cares what happens in Zimbabwe? There's an ape that was picking his nose in Zimbabwe. Ho, 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 ho. Wow, exciting news. I never saw that before. Some guy climbed some building and he fell off the building. He splattered on the ground. And who knows where he's from and who cares? What does it have to spend hours of your time send it to your friend? But today, hours and hours taking pictures of what you ate. Strawberry cake. Breaded chicken. Oh, you happy that over there? I'm worried what's going to come out next in the bathroom. What came out? Shem Yerachim. Hours and hours, pictures, selfies and melfies and wolfies. Here, look at me. See the cat? We're together with the cat. Nice cat. Taking a picture with a cat, I don't know what you're getting at. I don't know what the point is. I don't care. Everybody's talking about in the mirror now how the guys had a picture with a cat. I think the cat looked better. But anyway, what's going on? What's hours and hours and hours of nothingness, wasting of time. Baruch Hashem, there are guys in the yeshiva. I forgot to mention two shmuz I want to mention, but Rabbi Yosef, who took his phone and he smashed it. You know why? Because he realized it's one big leitzonis. One big leitzonis. Hundreds of hours on what? You think about the year, but say, Cheshbon HaNefesh of the Chofetz Chaim to be our Cheshbon HaNefesh. Few minutes, I think in the year it came out, 6 minutes in the year he didn't go. But whatever it is, how many, if you go think about it for a second, how many hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours I'm on that machine, Rabbi Yisrael. And how much of the hundreds of hours I'm on that machine, how much is there really, really some worthwhile thing that has real value, Rabbi Yisrael? Real value. Make a cheshbon. I'm not with everybody for themselves. Hundreds and hundreds of hours maybe we could make a cheshbon thousands of hours. How much time is real something worthwhile? Not stupidity, not somebody sent you this thing, the crazy film about this craziness, and it has no meaning and nothing, just stupidity. How much time, Rabbi Yisrael? It's mamish late son is the biggest moish of late, and that's the problem. Besides that, it has everything in it. Moish of late is margal aveira. It has it all in it. You don't have to go to a different area for the margal aveira. You got it all in one piece, the boy said. But the mice, besides that, mitzvah, how much hours, thousands of hours. If a person was real logical, he'd take it and not just smash it. Not just smash it. Take it and disintegrate it into nothing, the powder. It's so distracting, it has nothing value. There's a few things that, okay, whatever you need to do, you can do on other phones. But if you have to take off all the stuff, that's stupidity. Mom is stupidity. Think about in your day how much time you get messages and things from people. WhatsApp, what's he doing now? I'm eating, I'm in the bath, I'm out of the bath, I'm sleeping, I'm this thing, I'm there, blah, blah. And he sends me this and that. What do you need to know what he's doing right now for? What do you have to know right now he's sleeping for? What do you have from that your friend's sleeping right now? I'm going to sleep. He's in America now. He's not even here. Maybe you see, oh yeah, you have to wake him up. He's in America. Okay, I'm going to sleep now. I'm going to sleep for 12 hours. See you later. What do you have from that statement, Buzz? You're reading it. What did he mean by sleep? Dik in the Rashba. Did he mean sleep? Did he mean sleep? I don't know what he meant. I have to clear him. Did you mean you're really going to sleep, or you just, you know, be with your iPhone? I'm going to sleep. This is the 25 minutes. He's going to sleep or not? And it's crazy. Time of your life is going by. For what? Okay, I'm learning the sciences. I'm learning about something. What are you learning about? The guy's eating naked schnitzel for supper tonight with potatoes. What are you learning about it? What are you learning about that he has string beans on his plate? Tell me what you learned from the picture of what he ate tonight. I want to hear discourse on this. What you learned from what he picked a picture that he ate in his dira tonight. Late sonness! Waste of life! That's what it is! It's stealing and just taking away from your life! You need a break, okay. You want to take a little break, but not take away thousands of hours. You need a break to take a little, okay. But thousands and millions of hours on, everybody said, with zero tachlis. It's totally tzonus, Rabbi Yisrael. We have to make fun of it as much as possible. Until it gets into a person, he knows that it has no erech. Chuck, do what Rabbi Yosef did. Throw it in the garbage. This is the tachas of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a salalti. But Hashem wants us to be moirid every avodah zara until we realize Hashem echod, Shmoy echod.